quickly. First of all, in your Old Testament to 2 Chronicles chapter 5, what a wonderful presence that we have felt in even in pre-service prayer. What a manifestation. I'm so excited about Dustin and Michelle and Dominic and Bentley and just so many names I'm learning, but I'm doing pretty good for a Polish Cherokee. Okay. Praise God. Oh, give us the name of this beautiful little girl again. It's so unique. How do you spell it?
T-I-N-L-E-Y.
Is that beautiful or what? Now, if she disappears and shows up at our house, don't send the police. Just call and we'll say, okay, we're just taking care of her for a little while. Amen. And letting her, you know, be spoiled by her new set of grandparents. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just go around adopting everybody. I just got to be so careful. Thou shalt not abduct people. Okay. Just, wow, precious, precious, beautiful little Tinley. Good to have Rebecca back. What a worshiper she is. She just fits in. And Charles and Lisa the Globetrotter's back. And Charles and, oh my, Lance. I saw that hand back there, Sister Linda. Praise God. Amen. How many, hey, Brother Gary, how many days were you in Italy? Did you count them?
Wow.
Can you speak a little more? Italian. Oh, I need a little more of pizza, a large piece of pizza. Okay, so I do these accents. I have been in Italy, by the way. I wish I would have stayed longer. Okay, it's from 2 Chronicles chapter 5. Love you all. Bless you all. And appreciate everybody so much. 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse number 12. And this gets a little heavy, the first verse, but it gets lighter. And it gets easier to understand. Also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them of Asaph, of Heman, of Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen. That's a picture of holiness or righteousness or godliness. Come, having cymbals and psalteries and harps. Somebody say it, cymbals and psalteries and harps. Psalteries and harps stood at the east end of the altar. They brought their music to the altar. That's a message in itself. And with them 120 priests. And how many people were in the upper room when the Holy Ghost was poured out in Acts 2? About 120. And they were called priests here, and we are called God's priests in the New Testament. Did you know that? If you doubt that, take a look at Revelation chapter 1 this afternoon. All right, now watch this. These aren't just coincidences. They were sounding with trumpets, verse 13. And it came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one. And we appreciate Brother Thad, the beautiful music ministry, more than we can say right now. People that, and they sing their hearts out.
Yes, they do.
Up here. They're not just yes. Pantomiming. Yes. They're singing their hearts out. It blesses me every time I look up to see that. When they were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, notice what they were saying, for he, the Lord, he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. I'm just going to throw this out as a thought to you. It's not in my notes. But if we could throw out a whole lot more mercy, we'd see more of a move of God. Not cynicism, not judgmentalism. Remember the word judgmental. Most of the word is mental, right? Not judgmentalism, not cynicism, but mercy. Giving people as much mercy as you want. Or as much mercy as you give yourself anyway. We seem to give ourselves lots of mercy and not so much to others. Give as much or more mercy to others. Don't condemn. Don't be a cynic. All right, I don't even need to say that here. I don't think there's a cynic among us, but I'll just throw it out there because other people listen to the message on the internet. That's free, baby. Fly with it. Thank you, Jesus. mercy endureth forever, that when the house, or that then, the house was filled with a cloud, when they became one with the musicians and the singers, that then the house was filled with the cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister. I know of a man, I will not give you his name, but I know of a man who was so hungry after God in our day and time for God to baptize him in power. God showed up and poured his power on him, and for 22 days he couldn't get up and walk the normal way. He could not walk for 22 days. The glory and power of God was on him. When he finally got to his feet and could walk, he began to cast out devils and pray for the sick, and they were healed all over the place. You want to see the glory of God? I want some of that. Come on, bring some of that down here. Come on, Lord. We want some of that, huh? We want some of that. We want that same glory and power. Hallelujah. So that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. I'm going to give you some more keys to power, keys to healing. I'm going to call this. Well, let's get to the verse where we actually have the word, all right, in the Greek. So we're running over to the wonderful book of Matthew chapter 18, which is an amazing chapter. An amazing chapter. I love Matthew 18. There's so many things I could say about the chapter, but one of the biggest themes in Matthew 18 is forgiveness. Okay, that's not an accident. Matthew 18, verse 19. Again, I say unto you. And sister, we're going to read it in the King James, and then we're going to read it in the Amplified Classic. And in case you're not sure what that is, that was the original rendition of the Amplified Bible. It came out in about 1985 or so. It's called Amplified Classic. It's the original rendition. But first, we're going to read it in the King James. Verily, I say unto you. This is verse 18. We'll start there. Whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Verse 19. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth, as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Oh my. I love this verse. Let me tell you a little secret about prayer. If you can get somebody to agree with you, like, you know, I've already ministered to a few different precious people today. And I got them to agree with me. If you can get somebody to agree with you, your prayer, I just want to give you an estimate. I'm estimating that your prayer power for something is at least a 10x jump. That's why it's written so powerfully here. That if two of you shall agree on earth. Okay. Now let's read it from the Amplified Classic, if we could. Again, I tell you, if two of you on earth agree, and then here's this translation or rendition of Scripture brings out what's in the Greek, okay, or the Hebrew. Because it's New Testament, it would be Greek, wouldn't it? So here we go. If two of you on earth agree, harmonize together, and here's the key phrase, make a symphony together. Make a symphony together. About whatever, anything and everything. Would you say that's somewhat broad? Anything and everything? That's not narrow, is it? That's very wide. They may ask. So anything and everything they may ask. If you can create a symphony, if you can harmonize with someone and create a symphony, it will come to pass and be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. And that's what I would like to preach to you for a little bit this morning about. And I'll probably just give you some aspects, and Brother Thad might yell something to us being a musician. I think some of the things that I'm going to mention to you in creating a symphony if we can apply them, and here we go. Here's a musical term: transpose them from music to the power of God. We will see the right hand of the Almighty. Praise God. Sister Sowers, you believing for James? Would you lay your hand on him? Lord, this precious young man, I speak to his spine. I speak to his back. In the name of Jesus, let the virtue of Christ flow into his back right now. Could you lift your hands, Brother James? Hey, man, awesome young man. Love this guy. In Jesus' name, touch him now. Touch him, Lord. Touch his spine. Touch his spinal column. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, praise God. Thank you for ministering. Anybody else need a healing right now? Anybody else need a healing right now? Oh, praise God. Thank you, God. You may be seated. Would you give the Lord a hand praise as you sit down? Just a little hand praise to the Lord.
Praise God. I'm excited.
A disease that I have wrestled with for years is gone. I can tell you when it happened, where I, you know what sometimes we don't do? We never get focused about it. It's too generic. We're too vanilla. We're too generic. About 9 o'clock on Friday morning at one of my prayer sites, I dropped the hammer on it. I got focused. And here's the thing that we don't do sometimes. I put a time stamp on it. And I related all the way back to that and began to thank God for healing me. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So I thought, I've got to do something in faith. I've got to do something in faith to get this to work right. Because faith without works is what? Is dead. You know where that is? Try right around James 2. All right. It's awesome. Actually, it appears in there. I believe it's a couple times it says it in a very similar way. So I thought, okay, I'm not going to take nutrition that I've been taking to cover this. And you know I'm a nutrition researcher, those of you that know me well. You do not want to look in my cupboards. I've got to hide stuff from her. She's so discerning. She knows when I bring something new into the house. God, you guys, you got to pray for me. So I thought, you know what, since I prayed this prayer, I'm not taking the nutrition that I ordered for this problem. I'm not taking it for a while. And I had new bottles sitting there. You know how hard it is for me not to take nutrition that's sitting there in brand new bottles via, thank you, Jesus, Amazon. Prime member. How many of you really watch your front doorstep when you order something on Amazon? Come on now. I mean, we got these little slits in our front door, and I just sort of kind of walk by and just look and see if there's something like a brown box out there. And I'm told them, send me a text when it's delivered. Well, if we can be that definitive with Amazon, why can't we be definitive with Jesus of Nazareth? Is he less than Amazon? Where was Amazon when he was opening the eyes of the blind in the first century? Where was Amazon when he was causing the crippled to run and jump as a deer in the forest? Where was Amazon back 20 centuries ago? But you know what? He still is. I wanna blow your mind. I know somebody who prayed over another precious person who was born without a brain. The brain stem was there, but the full brain was not there. But they had been touched by the power of God, and they are operating. God wants to, I want to tell you, some of us have put up with a lot of stuff. I'm not putting up with it anymore. With our children and Brother Rick, Sister Carol, God has healings. I'm telling you what, he's already planned our healing. I want to build our faith for little Justin. What a precious little guy. He's one of my grandbabies. He's one of my grandbabies. I told you I'd adopt everybody. Maybe that's why the Lord took Amber home, so I could just go around adopting everybody. Praise God, and have a whole bunch of grandbabies. I'm going to get Justice healed. I'm going to get Rick and Carol totally healed of everything, that the battles. I'm going to get Brother Fred healed. Actually, can I blow your mind? Can I blow your mind? May I have permission? Mama, mom, can I blow your mind? Remember that? Mother, may I game? May I take a banana step? May I take a baby step? Anybody remember playing that in the streets when we were kids? Father, may I take a step? It's going to be blow your mind. You're already healed according to my Bible. It's already done. It's just you realizing that it is done and you stepping into it and knowing what to do and what to say. It's already been paid for. It's already been paid for. If I open my front door and pick up that box, which we do, I'm hoping it comes when she's not there. And she'll go, hey, baby, you got a box. I did. And I act real surprised. Such a fake. Such a fake. I got a box. Oh, okay. I want to just talk it down. Talk it down. Oh, really? Oh, so a box? Boy, that's so nice of somebody to think of me. Thank you, Amazon. But so, oh, how come? See, we have so much confidence. We look, we know it's coming. We know the promise is coming. But we don't look for it. We don't expect it. We just prayed some little Peter Pan prayer and we did nothing else. We didn't use our faith. We're supposed to be looking for the manifestation of what we prayed for. Look for it. Look for it in faith. Not just look for it like stare, but look for it as in faith. Okay. So if any two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, if any two of you help create a symphony, modern symphony orchestras can number over 100 players. Sometimes a lot more than even that. There's a lot of famous ones in the world. London has one, an amazing symphony orchestra. With a number of places in this country, they have some famous symphony orchestras. But let's throw up my first idea, Sister Gwen, that I've got listed there. All musicians, this is a must. If you're gonna present a symphony, if you're gonna play a symphony, all musicians must be present on stage at the same time. And you didn't see that one coming, so I got you. Go ahead, you can put your hand up. Gotten. What does that mean? See, there's something powerful. You pray prayers at your house. God bless you for that. We have a prayer room at our house. But when we get together, when I get here, I've already had a wonderful, rich time. Lately, I can't hardly get out of my prayer time. I want to stay another couple hours. I'm serious. I enjoy the presence of God. Right? I don't want to just be a meeting junkie and be running to meetings but never work on my relationship with God. I'm just saying that. Love Awakenings, one of the greatest meetings in the world, is Awakenings. It's happening. And it's awesome. But I don't want to depend on that. That's not equivalent to my relationship with God. And you can go to that meeting, come back unhealed, unchanged, undelivered. But the day that you drop your shoe and say, you drop that other foot and you say, I'm taking a stand on a promise. I'm claiming. I am. We have forgotten how to claim things. We've forgotten how to do that. If we team up, all musicians, when we get together, here we go, on the same stage. What I'm trying to say is, you can play your saxophone in a bathroom in Denver. And you can play your flute in Frisco on a football field. And you can play your piano in Miami, right out there at the mall. But that didn't create a symphony. A symphony's created when all those musicians get together, hallelujah, on the same stage, on the same platform, and they play together. There's something about together. Remember what it says about the lame man of Acts 3. Peter and John were going up to the temple together. What does that mean? In concert. In concert. They were going up together. When we join with others in prayer and faith, our faith has got, like, we've just put jumper cables on it. Some of us have ignition problems. I've been there. I understand. We bought a fancy pantsy car. Alexis, used. Hey, Sister Jasmine, we sent John our son-in-law, John, up to buy it in New York City, and he bought it in the dark. Don't ever buy a car in the dark. That car was dying on us. That car was dying on us. It had a name that it lived, but it was dead. It had a name that it was one of the best cars maybe in the world. I don't know. A Lexus is a Lexus. But it had been used and it had been abused. And we didn't see all the scratches on it because he bought it, a pig and a poke. He bought the car in the dark. Yes, sir. I want to tell you what. God put some promises in the light for us. And healing is one of them. He wants to heal you. I think that we, if we're not careful, see, it's like this disease that I've had. I've just tolerated it. I learned how to kind of cover for it. I learned what kind of, I could tell you a whole list of things, nutrition, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, nutrition is awesome, but it doesn't take the place of the power of God. Nothing can take the place of the power of God. I started thinking about all the symptoms that were no longer there the last 2 days. And so, listen, this is what I did. I thought, I'm going to prove this. Because some of the symptoms have already disappeared. But here was the catch. Here was the kicker. I love cheese.
Yes.
But cheese would irritate.
I'm sorry. It just came out of the spirit.
Come on, man. I love that. Don't you? When somebody gets excited about something. I'm sorry. I love Jesus. I like Brother Urshan, you don't love a cheese. You love a Jesus. You like a cheese. Okay, I like a cheese, mucho. I'm from Wisconsin. Figure it out. I'm from Wisconsin. Figure it out. So I thought, you know what? It's been a long day. I covered the prayer meeting. I did this. I did that. I didn't do a really good job like she did, but I tried. You know, I made a little effort, but I wasn't happy with myself. But anyway, long day. Been 2 sessions at Awakenings. Back and forth, you know, Buckeyes play. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know many of you didn't notice that. Okay. You lie like a dog. Okay. So I thought, I'm going to really test this baby out. And Sister Morgan has a drink that she uses that helps her, give her a little bit of energy. She's got some taxing work that she does. And I had something like that, only half-sized. And I know that when I drink it, it creates havoc with this disease that I've had. And nothing happened. So I got a hold of this bag of cheese, and it said, oh, this really is the clincher. Fiesta cheese.
Yes, yes.
Son, not just like average cheddar cheese. Because now we have taco night. The lowest point tacos in the world. Weight Watcher tacos, okay? So she said, we need some shredded cheese. I got 2 bags, but one of them was Fiesta. I'm gonna allow myself a little blessing here. I ate half the bag.
Yes.
I am not supposed to look up anybody's Weight Watcher points. That does not fly with Weight Watchers, but it does fly with the Holy Ghost when you're using your faith. And I should have had this thing that I'm supposed to have had just flare into a just flare up, just sort of like burn my barn down. Never happened.
Awesome.
Jesus' name. I'm just telling you, when's the last time you got up and you said, all right, diabetes, it's the end of the line. Cancer, it's the end of the line. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost, and I'm creating an apostolic symphony. I agree with the body of Christ. I agree with the promises of God, and I'm standing to say, today is the day of my healing. Lift your hand and let's claim his promises. What do you need? What are you fighting with? What are you wrestling with? Pull the trigger. Praise God. Put your foot down. Step into the promise of God with boldness, with unction, with courage. Wonderful God. Anybody want to claim it? You just want to stand right now. I'm trying to help you create a symphony. I agree with you. You should not live in fear. You should not live under the dominion of darkness. You have been delivered from darkness. You have been delivered from that kingdom. You have a right to believe him and create music. Ooh, anybody feel the power of God on them right now? There's a reason he's given you a witness in your body. He's given you a witness in your body. Thank him for it. Thank him for it in Jesus' name. Put that hand up and say, Jesus, I thank you for healing me. I thank you for delivering me. I thank you, Lord. We are agreeing together. We are creating. Hallelujah. We're on the same stage at the same time. There's something powerful about going to church and being on the same stage at the same time as my brothers and sisters. We are creating a symphony. Woo! Hallelujah. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. I wish you'd act like you just got healed. That's your faith. What would you do if you saw all the manifestations of your problem dissipate and disappear? How would you act? Would you dance? Would anybody dance if you just discovered that the power of God has healed you, that the glory of God has come down on your life, and God is manifesting his life and his power in your body? Woo! Come on, Fred. Stand up, my brother, if you can. Sister Cheryl, by faith you can. Wave that cane. Wave it in the face of the enemy. Karabba satarabba. I am a child of God. I am a believer. I am one of yours, Lord. We're headed somewhere. We're creating apostolic symphony on the same stage at the same time. Oh, hallelujah. I tried. I tested. I withdrew stuff I had been depending upon. It was faith. And you've got more probably than I do. I'm just sharing my humble stuff to bless you. But I believe God wants to give this church a healing revival. I believe he wants to show his power. It's going to help us win our family members when they see the power of God and they hear your testimony. When they hear your testimony, you are going to touch them with power and eloquence when they hear your testimony. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Point number two. See, we've done this. We've come together. All musicians. Let's just give me the one and separate it from the one on the bottom if we can, so they just see the top one, if you can do that. Or let's just show the whole thing and then I'll read the first part because I don't want to get too far in front of myself. All musicians must be present on stage at the same time. Oh, I got you, what you're doing. Okay, we're stacking it here. And now second one, musicians must bring the instrument that they can play. Sounds like music. God bless these little munchkins. They add life sounds. They add color and so much. They give us a challenge to become and be young again, which was a while back for me. I don't know, there's this kid locked up in here and he jumps around. He was out. There's a kid in me. There's a king in here. And there's a kid in here. It's the same with you. There's a king inside of you, and there's a kid inside of you. And when they get together, the devil better watch out. Praise God. Watch this now. Musicians must bring the instrument they can play. Oh, Pastor, I can't. You know, we all of us deal with it. You know, well, I don't. Somebody, we're talking about how John Maxwell in Calvary, and so, you know, he's talking about being willing to do whatever. And Sister Jasmine, she has her specific areas where she's an all-star. She's an all-star. You know it. And you know why? Because she's got a big old heart in here. Big old heart. Praise God for the little ones. You ever seen that? It's so real. It's natural. She doesn't have, well, today I need a bigger heart. Please, God, give me. No, she got it. She's got it. See, and you've got a gifting. Are you walking in it? Okay, Sir Michael Costa, the famous, famous conductor, was having a rehearsal. And he was just, they were just really going after it. And all of a sudden, he stopped. The middle of the symphony, of the symphonic practice or rehearsal. And he looked up to the chair where there was a musician who played a piccolo. You ever heard of a piccolo, Brother Noah? Do you know what it is? My goodness. Man. You want to know something about music? Ask a musician. I think it's time you get on that bass guitar again and start singing. Praise God. It is a type of flute. And the piccolo player, they got to thinking, you know, I don't think I mean do diddly here in this symphony, this, or I don't think I do diddly or whatever. I think I'll just fake it, you know, and sort of hold the flute and not really blow into it, and you know, nobody will know. But the trained ear of the conductor, he yells, he points up into that section and he yells, "Where is the piccolo?" Because his trained ear told him the piccolo wasn't playing. He couldn't hear that sound. You see, here is the deal. You bring something to the table that nobody else brings. And if we're going to create, if we could create an apostolic symphony in this church, every major disease that's represented here will disappear. Hear me now, the glory of God's going to come on us. I said the glory of God is going to come on us, and every major disease and every minor disease and everything in between that's represented here, will, I believe it, if we'll work in that and walk in it, will dissipate. I believe it is the perfect will of God. It is not the will of God for you and I to drag around and be sick all of our days. Just be wiped out and be mental cases, not because we're mental, but because we're so tired and so exhausted and so sick. It is not His perfect will. Please show me in the scripture one day where Jesus was sick. Isn't He our perfect example? So my question to you is, where's the piccolo? Where's the part that you play? I don't believe that God stocks His church with hitchhikers. What are you carrying? Can I just talk plain? What part do you play? You might be the best worshiper in the house, and you just might be. That's a great part. I have been in some churches where there was a lady at Brother Robert Hall. Robert Hall was Jack Cunningham's pastor, all right? So you know who he was, great man of God. Good church, and ran a few hundred. Remember this lady? She said, she was in the church, and she said, as long as I am in this church, as long as I am in a service, there will never be a dead service here. Right. Ever. I'm in the service. What was she saying? I know how to worship the power of God down. I know how to get under an anointing. It might not seem great to some people, but she had a role. She had a role to play. Everybody's got a role to play. Everybody's got a gift. Everybody's got an instrument. And you need to play it, because we need to hear it, because we're trying to create an apostolic symphony. Lift your hands. Oh, praise God. That's right. How many of us have been blessed by Sister Naylene's worship? She doesn't care. She doesn't care. I want to cheerlead her on. She doesn't care what anybody else is doing. She just gets after it with all of her heart. Woo! Do you like that? Sister Naylene, would you walk up and down that aisle right now? The anointing of God's on you, sister. The anointing of God is on you. What is it? There's something about the way that she worships. She's got to go for a longer lap. The Holy Ghost is on her. Where are the worshipers? Where is your gift? Where are the worshipers? Where are the intercessors? Where are the Bible study teachers? Where are the soul winners? We are creating an apostolic symphony. Oh, I wish somebody would join the band. I wish somebody would join the orchestra today. Oh, praise God. In Jesus' name, she inspires us. You have a gift. You have an ability. You have a power. You have an anointing. You have an unction that abideth. Are you walking in it? God has gifted you. Are you using it? Walk in it. Get up and become a part, oh hallelujah, of this apostolic symphony, because when it's in operation, all disease disappears. All disease disappears and chains fall off of people. Woo! I've never told my youth leader this, and it's going to be very good, so he won't worry. Woo! Man, I got to calm down. He tears it up in worship. You want to know why he's such a good youth leader? Well, there's several reasons. But one of them is, he's a worshiping fanatic. How many of you have seen him dance up to the front here? Praise God and worship the Lord. It's not for show. It's in his heart. It's just one of the things that he's gifted in. He has an anointing. He has an anointing in a number of departments, but in this area, he has an anointing. So he adds that when he's dancing down here, Naylene is doing her thing. My wife is yelling like a Comanche. It only takes about 3 or 4. Oh, hallelujah. And all of a sudden, this place goes up in holy smoke, because the Bible said it wasn't when the Ark of the Covenant was dedicated. It wasn't when the instruments, you know, the players just walked into the room. It was when they made a sound that sounded like one sound. They created a symphony, and it was so united. There was so much harmony, and there was so much unity, that when they agreed together, the glory of the Lord filled the house of God, and the power of God fell on the ministry. They couldn't even get up off the floor. Woo! Praise God. You could jump up and be healed right now. It's already paid for. Or get up and believe that God is giving you your husband. God is giving you your spouse. God is giving you your children. God is giving you your grandchildren. God is giving you those you've been praying for. If you could help me create a symphony, God would show up in power. God would show up in glory. Woo! Hallelujah. Bring your gift. Bring your ability. Bring what you can do. Bring what you can do. Hallelujah. Let's just wait on the Lord a little bit. I'm going to stop here. Brother Thad, can you come? I'm only partway, but that's okay. In Jesus' name, what can you do? What is he waiting on you to say? What could you step out and be? Oh, yes, I'm creating an apostolic symphony. I'm going to add my part. You could go dancing right into your healing. You could come dancing and skipping right down into your healing right now. You could come running down here playing your instrument in the Holy Ghost, voicing your faith, voicing your trust in the promises of God. God wants to raise up healing ministries. God wants to raise up healing ministries in our church. If you want that, come down here. Walk into it. I say it's here. I say he's here. I say let's make some music together. Let's make some music together. Praise God. We're going to have to bring what we do, no matter what it is, no matter how small it might feel. It's important. You add something. Where is the piccolo? Where is the piccolo? Where is the piccolo? Hallelujah. Oh my. In the name of Jesus. Oh dear God. Hallelujah. I praise you, Lord. Even now, If any two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done. It shall be done. It shall be done. We ought to thank God throughout this week. Just lift your hands. This is what I was doing to come into my healing. Sprinkled throughout a couple days, I was thanking God for healing me. I was thanking Him. Thank you for healing me, Lord. Would you claim that right now, Lord? Thank you in Jesus' name. I ask you, Lord, to pour out the healing mercies of God. Pour out the healing mercies of God. Let the river of God that is within us rise. Let the river of God that is within us rise. Oh, Lord. He said, if you talk to the mountain, for verily I say unto thee. He said, if you talk to the mountain will have to move. You're going to have whatsoever you say. You release your faith with words. You release your faith with words. Jesus' name. Pray in the Holy Ghost a little bit right now. There's glory in the house. There's virtue in the house. You're a key player in your family. You're a key player in your family. You are a key player in your family. Your voice is needed. Your personality is needed. Oh, yeah. Lord, they're coming in. You can say it. They're coming in Jesus' name. Lord, put a lasso around them. Put a love rope, a rope of grace around them and reel them in, Lord. They're coming in. Jesus, part of your symphony. Oh, yeah. God, I bring what I can do. I can pray. I can pray. Hallelujah. I can pray in Jesus' name. Oh, lift up that prayer to God right now. You want to see Him? He wants to show Himself strong. 2 Chronicles 16:9, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward Him. Oh, yeah. Lord, give me that pure heart. Give us that clean heart. Oh, God, wash us in the blood. Every day, wash us in the blood. Every day. Hallelujah. Stir up my faith, Lord. Stir up. Stir up. You have a part to play, a valid part, a valuable part. Where is the piccolo? Where is your contribution of energy, time, and sacrifice? Where is what ministry? What place do you play in the symphony? Nobody can do your part. Nobody can play it like you. Hallelujah. Creating. If any two of you shall agree, if any two of you shall symphonize, if any two of you shall create a symphony, hallelujah. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. That's what the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You know what I did with this disease? I just tolerated it for years. I had to really run to keep things working, you know. In my physicality, I knew what to order. I knew the nutrients to take, and it wasn't a bad thing. It was a good thing, but it just kept postponing my healing. And I just made up my mind, okay, it's wearing me out, because I got some other issues I got to get healed too. So let's just drop the shoe. And I put a time stamp, and I don't think I've ever done that before. On a certain day, I can tell you where I was. I was out on the edge of a cornfield. There was no sign that said healing corner right here. I was having a time with God, and this great big old truck pulls in. I had to get out of his way, but I'd already gotten what I needed. I can tell you what time it was. 9 o'clock Friday morning. See, when is the last time we said, okay, justice, Sister Jasmine, justice at such and such a time. I'll prep you guys in that direction. Or just for instance, our precious Justin or Justice or whoever. When you wrote down the time and you wrote down the day and you wrote down the, oh, and I had three verses I staked it on. And in the process, I memorized them. Ha! Come up here, Sister Sarah. This is a prayer warrior. What verse do you have memorized that you could base your healing on? I challenge you this week. If you don't know where they are, you can find them in a good concordance. But if you have any trouble, let me know and I'll help you, all right? I can give you some right now. Praise God. But at least one. You know, it only takes one verse to get healed. Angel said, what's that verse in Isaiah? You know, Angel was here, our awesome angel in Adriana. He said, what's that verse in Isaiah that talks about? And then I just said, oh, yeah, Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. In the process, I memorized three verses in Proverbs. And I'd like to show those to you on Wednesday night if God would let me. Because they're powerful. And they actually call out the name of that part of my physicality is called out in the verse, which made it very instrumental. Praise God. God healed you, didn't he, Sister Sowers? Oh, I don't know how long it wasn't. I don't think it was a long time ago.
3 or 4 years.
3 or 4 years. Can you tell us what happened and then how the enemy tried to slap you back?
Well, I had to have some dental work done, and I cannot take medication to numb it. So they did 2 root canals without any medication to numb my mouth. And they did it rather quickly. So they somehow a nerve became inflamed in my face. And it was very painful. It went on for a couple of weeks. And I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't eating. Most of the time at night, I was pacing the floor. And finally, one morning, I'm pacing back and forth in the living room and dining room, and I'm praying again for God to take this pain away, to heal my face. And it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I've been doing this for a while, and now I get angry. Yeah. And I said, God, why won't you take this pain? And the answer came back, because you can do it yourself. What? You have the power to do it yourself. Whoa. Speak to it.
Whoa.
And that was a bit of a pause for me. And finally, I said, in Jesus' name, I rebuke this pain and command that it be gone. And just like that, it was gone. It stopped immediately.
How long have you been dealing with it? Days, weeks?
At least a couple of weeks. And it just quit. And the voice said, it'll be back. Well, I'm going to bed. This is great. In about 30 minutes, it was back with a vengeance. Do it again.
Say those words.
Do it again.
You give up so easily.
And so this time, I said, In the name of Jesus Christ, I command that you be gone from me and don't return.
Yes.
And it was gone again, just like that, and it never came back.
Come on.
My family.
Oh. Just like that. Boom. And it's not been back either.
It has not been back.
In response to your faith and what you said, you determined the parameters and the perimeters.
My family lives in miracles. I was telling James and Morgan on the way in today. James had been told, don't count on a miracle. Well, I count on a miracle because my family lives in miracles. My mother, 100 years ago now, was bitten by a rattlesnake. And there was no cure for that. And she said, an old woman came to the house, brought some herbs and told her mother to use these on her leg. The doctor wanted to amputate her leg. And my grandmother said no. She used the herbs and it was gone. Her leg healed. It goes on through each generation of my family up to my nephew was in a car wreck. He's 16 years old. He had his skull was fractured, his arms were broken, his legs were broken, his ribs were broken, his pelvis was broken. And they called the parents and said, he's not going to live through the night. They called my mother, a Pentecostal lady, and said, he's dying. And she said, no, he's not.
She said, no, he's not.
Mother headed for her prayer room. And she prayed, and they said, well, he just can't possibly live through the night. She stayed up all night praying, saying, yes, he will. Later, they said, his brain is so damaged, he won't be anything but a vegetable if he lives. He'll never walk again. And he's not going to live a week. Well, yes, he lived a week. To make the story a little shorter, he had the accident in June, said he would never go to school again, whatever. And mother kept praying. He came home from the hospital. By November of that year, he and his dad were playing golf.
What?
So, yes, there are miracles. And I've got one for every generation. Oh, there is a miracle.
You know, we might just feature you in a series. Okay, so she comes from a heritage. And notice the power of words, right? Who wants a healing right now? I want this lady to come down by the edge of the platform here, and I want Sister Metis to join her. Well, you are operating in God's strength today. You did not have... You rode with me in my car. You know my car? Which is your car, which is his car, right? I didn't want that nice of a car. I didn't need that. I wasn't looking for that kind of car. But the car I wanted, they couldn't get it started. And then it was a brilliant mustard yellow. And I had an idea what my wife would have said if I had driven up in a mustard yellow car. I would have needed several healings. And rightly so. Okay, Sister Sowers is going to come. Sister Metis is going to come. Just real quick. You jumped up. You praised the Lord. Anybody? There's something about a point of contact. And you just want this lady that's got the heritage of prayer. And of course we have the prayer director's wife and an intercessor, the first lady, two people soaked in prayer. Anybody, it doesn't have to be a healing, it could be finances, it could be, but especially right now, anybody, you just want their hands on you. Touch, reach over and touch your forehead, reach in the name of Jesus, you want their hands to be laid on you in childlike faith right now, in childlike faith. Oh my, his brother Thad sings, oh Jesus' name. Use your faith. This is a part of a symphony. We're all bringing what we can do. in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost after you've been prayed for. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. Just seal it. Seal it in the Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, Lord, I believe you. Bless her, Jesus, with healing virtue. Healing virtue. Healing virtue. Take your time, Holly. Take your time. Take your time, Brother Rick. May the healing power of God go through us. May the healing power of God go through us today. May the healing virtue of God flow through us today. May the healing virtue of the Lord flow through us today. Let the healing grace, let the healing love of God flow through us today. The healing love of God flow through us today. In Jesus' name, taking our time. Oh, may the healing presence of God. Oh, the healing anointing, the healing anointing, the healing presence of God. Oh, let the power of God, Lord. Lord Jesus, you are my healer. You are my healer. You are my healer. Step into it. Speak it back to him. Thank you for touching me. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for healing me. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, God. I'm creating an apostolic symphony. I'm creating an apostolic symphony. Hallelujah. I'm creating. Lord Jesus, you are my healer. You are my healer. Oh, and with his stripes. Oh, bless. Lord Jesus. I'm a part of your symphony. I'm a part of your symphony, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, Lord, let faith, let the faith of God operate. Let the faith of God. Power of God. Oh, Jesus. Let the power of God flow in us. We're in that river. God, we're in that river, Lord. We're in, oh, take your time. Take your time. Oh, take your time creating. If any two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, as touching anything, hallelujah, that they shall ask, it shall be done for them. It shall be done for them. My Father, which is in heaven. Oh, hallelujah. It shall be done for them. Oh, play your music. You're needed desperately. Your giftings are needed. Nobody can take your place. Nobody can take your place. Your giftings, your abilities, God-given they are. You don't even own them. He does. Hallelujah. We need you in the symphony. Praise God. Because when we work together and believe together, we create music. Praise God. Lift your hand. Let's thank God for the manifestation. Oh, woo, Lord, mercy. Grace of God. Mercy. Thank you for the mercy of God. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus' name. Praise God. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise God. Sister Diane, are you feeling better? Would you come up? Let me just pray a blessing. You're such a special vessel. Such a caring. Oh, what a big-hearted lady. Amazing, amazing. We tease her. We tease her, but I'm telling you what, there's only one Diane. There's only one of her. She's so, I don't even know how to describe her. She's just awesome. And cook and bake till your head spins. And then when you eat what she makes, you have to go sign up with Weight Watchers again. Because it's so awesome. It's just so special. In the name of Jesus, is there a lady in the house that has faith for Diane right now? Is there a lady in the house? Come on, Rebecca. Come on. Anybody else? Come on, Peggy. Come on. Anybody? Come on. Okay, Nicole. Come on. Nailing. Lay hands on this precious lady and use the name. Use the name above every name. Come on now. Use the name. Come on, sister. Come on, Esther. Amen. Use the name above every name. In Jesus' name. Lord, minister to Diane. Let there be a quickening. Let there be a quickening. Woo. Let there be a quickening. It is mine. It is mine. It is mine. I'm going to take up my place, Lord. On the platform, Lord, of symphony. Hallelujah. I'm going to take up, Lord Jesus, my little spot, Lord, on the platform that's creating a symphony. Lord, I'm going to take my spot in the orchestra. Hallelujah. I'm going to play my instrument. I'm going to play my ability. I'm going to work in my ability. I'm going to work in my giftedness. I'm going to, by grace of God. Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Bless you, Diane. You are a special lady, and you're a witness. You're a soul winner. You're a people friend maker. Praise God. And there's people here that would give me an amen on this. Isn't this. Don't you love heaven, church? Man, oh man. Love you guys. Okay, now, just in your faith, try this afternoon to just do something that you couldn't do before. Say your warm-up prayer. Quote your verse, or at least read it, or paraphrase it. He'll take paraphrases. How long would it take you to memorize, be healed? Come on. How about Jesus wept? Oh, we memorized that one a long time ago. That's why we've been doing so much crying. We memorized the one on weeping, but we didn't memorize the one on healing. Just a thought. That's not bad. Pastor, you're crazy. I know. Y'all, see, you contribute to that a little bit because you're such a great audience, great congregation. We love you. You're a walking miracle today. Pray a special prayer. Our First Lady is not only beautiful. Yeah. but she's a praying machine. And she's going to pray a blessing over us. Love you guys.
Lord, we're just going to unpack our gifts. We're going to get them out on the table. You gave them to us, and we're going to use them for your glory, God. Doesn't matter what we don't like or what doesn't seem just quite right to us. Our gifts were to make a symphony, and I want to be a part of the symphony, God. Help us to bring our gifts, get them out, and play what we can for as long as we can to make beautiful music for the Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you for the gifts that you put in each of us, God. Ooh, anoint everyone, I pray, in Jesus' name.